I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. And Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. We could interpret this as really saying there is one world and one God. And that we are all called together on this day of Earth Day to think that we are united on the planet Earth. We're not in tribalism anymore. We're not separate one from another. Communication has made it so possible that something happens in Syria, like the gassing of the children with bombs last week, that we see it almost instantly. No matter how oppressive is the government, the word gets out. We are in one world now. We have one God and one planet. We are one people. We have to break down our tendency to think tribally. We have to break down our tendency to think racially. We can hold on to old memories. I still know I'm Scottish and Welsh, but it doesn't have the power. It doesn't mean that I'm exclusively better than somebody else. That we're all one. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. And we have to be careful because we live on this one planet. This is a coracle. You can see it later. I can bring it into coffee time. This coracle is an ancient boat. Erica, my wife, fashioned this as a part of a display that was at the White Rock Gallery. And there's bigger coracles, some 18 feet long, that she and another artist made. This coracle is covered in cheesecloth with wax impregnated into the cheesecloth, and then a bathymetric map placed on it. And the idea of the coracle, if you can see inside, and you can look at it carefully later, I don't know, the glare is wrong, but there's all kinds of patterns of branches inside. And the branches represent the streams going into the sea, but it also represents our own blood vessels and veins and our own bodies that are branches. We are very much in our bodies like what the world, the rivers and the land and the sea, the patterning and the formation of the patterning is very similar. In fact, if you went and looked at a brain, the brain patterns are very much similar to the patterns of waters and rivers flowing together and flowing into the sea. We are sea people. All of us, our life began in seawater, in our mother's womb. Our mother's wombs were approximately the same specific gravity as water of the sea. Our tears are similar. Our blood has a specific gravity similar to seawater. We are sea creatures. In fact, if you check around here under your chin, you will find some of us, sometimes they grow big, but you'll find your initial gills that you had when you were in vitro. We all have it. We all swam like fish in the sea. It was only later in our development as a fetus that the gills stopped functioning and we started getting air through the umbilical cord and oxygenated blood, actually. So we are sea creatures. All of us are sea creatures. And what we're doing to the sea today as human beings is destructive. In fact, we are on the edge of the sixth extinction. And we only have limited time to reverse our ways of dumping all kinds of chemical into the sea, which is essentially making the sea more acidic. The sea was originally at a neutral balance, and all the crustaceans that we enjoy, the mussels, the lobsters, the clams, the Great Barrier Reef, all of that, and I know that one of our members actually grows coral as a hobby, but all of that takes a specific gravity that does not destroy the calcium-based shells. As we add more acid from industrialization, from pollution, from burning hydrocarbons, we are destroying the sea. When the sea is destroyed, we are done for. More than 50% of our oxygen comes from plankton that lives in the sea. An acidic sea will kill the plankton, which kills our oxygen source. So how does that fit to Good Shepherd Sunday and Earth Day? We have to become the advocate voices for common sense. And I know people are working hard at this now and taking risks. We have examples of it here today. But it's a ministry that we must take up. We have to be careful because historically, Christianity sort of stays within a bubble of itself and only looks about how Jesus performed miracles and what kind of a miracle was that and what happened and so on without looking out to the world around us. And we've been sort of floating through life like in a bubble, a holy bubble. But that's not the way of Jesus. Jesus is and was a social radical. And we are a community that is based in the heritage of being social radicals. And we must still stand up and speak the truth to power. Not easy to do. But I invite us to talk to politicians about our concerns. Start at a little micro level. What are we doing? Where do we dump our oil? How do we recycle? All of it counts. We want, as I've said many times before, we want our great-grandchildren yet to be born to have a life that is as much quality as the life we have had. This is Earth Day. Moses was in a coracle, something like this. For a coracle is essentially a basket that's been waterproofed. That's really what it is. And this coracle that Erica made is a sign to us that we're all in this together. The planet Earth is a boat, and we're floating in the sea of life. When you look carefully at this coracle, you'll see there's holes in it. That was on purpose. It wasn't that she forgot how to make it or wanted it to sink. But the idea is that to symbolize that the earth is in stress and failing. And we have to become aware. I don't know what we do to make people aware. I had a long conversation when I was in Quebec with my cousin. My cousin is an accountant. He's a good guy. But he said it was more important for him to have $35,000 a year in investment income so he could travel than it was for him to worry about the planet Earth. And I didn't know how to respond to that. And I think we all have to start putting our minds together and how to make the case that people can respond to rather than just living for tomorrow to think for 200 years from now. It is a challenge. We tend to think just in our immediate instead of thinking long term. What is on the horizon? And so I invite you, because change happens with individuals making a difference. If you remember back 50 years ago, it was common for people to be smoking all over the place. And today it's not common at all. You see it, but it's rare. I was shocked to see somebody smoking a pipe last week in Quebec. I haven't seen somebody smoking a pipe in years. But it's a change. We now have to start getting to a change about this, about the climate, about the earth. And so on this Earth Day, I remind us that we have inherited the ministry of Jesus Christ, that He is the Good Shepherd, and we today are called to be shepherds. We today are called to help other people understand about the importance of climate change and the road that we're headed on, the road to extinction, unless we're careful. The planet will not cease to be, but there will be less life as we know it on the planet. Humans will be extinct, and other forms of life will be extinct, and maybe in 1,000 years the insects will have church. But for right now, it's humans, and it's up to us to make sure that in 1,000 years, humans are still on this planet Earth and having a life. And so today, as we receive our sacrament, to which we're all invited, remember that Jesus gave up His life to stand up for social justice, and that we too are recommitting ourselves to stand for social justice and have the power of the Holy Spirit alive and working in us. For we are called to be agents of change, not agents of comfortableness. May God bless us all as we journey in this Good Shepherd Sunday and on this Earth Day. Amen. I invite us now to stand as you are able and to join